Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
Abby, your mom is trying real hard for you. Real hard for you when it comes to dating.
Oh, yeah. Do you have one of those friends, or maybe it's a family member, where they have like 1 millimeter of white wine and they turn into a different person? That's my mom. If you met my mom on any kind of daily, just general, like sober, out and about moment, you'd be like, this sweet old lady, she's so nice. She runs marathons. She does charity work. She's so great. But then when I get her out and about in a bar setting, she turns into like a real housewife. And her new flirting technique, I shouldn't call it new because she's always been this way. And mom, I know you're listening, so this isn't like a vindictive thing at all, but she does need to calm down a little bit. So we were at a bar this weekend. The Florida Gators were playing. My mom's huge into Florida football. She's like, Abby, we need to find out where all the UF grads go and watch the Florida game. So we end up getting some details about this bar where apparently all the Florida grads go. So we go there and we're hanging out. And my mom gets us a glass of Sauvignon Blanc. And I know where this is about to go. So we're sitting there sharing a glass of wine. And she looks around and she goes, you know, Abby, there's a lot of eligible gentlemen in here. You know, it'd be real funny. Be real funny if I just went up to all of them and put them all in a group chat for you.
Wow. So, in what world does that make sense?
Mom.
In Sauvignon Blanc land, it makes a lot of sense, Kristen.
Gotcha.
So I'm sitting there like enjoying my pear and blue cheese salad like a normal person watching a game at a bar. And she ends up going up to all these different guy groups and mingling with them. She starts making friends with them, which would be fine if, you know, she was just kind of going and minding her own business. But then it gets to the point where she's like calling me from across the bar. She's like, Abby, come meet my new friends.
Now, is she annoying these guys or is this endearing for these guys?
No, it's very endearing for them.
Yeah, I would think so.
I think, especially on a night out, I always appreciate when new characters get introduced to the mix. It's nice to meet new people. It kind of shakes up the night. Like, I love going out with my friends and hanging out with them, but when someone kind of comes in and shakes things up, it's a little fun. So I get where she's coming from.
And it gives you memories, right?
It gives you memories. Uh-huh. So these guys are going to have a great memory of this 55-year-old woman approaching them. And I come over and I'm a little bit more introverted. I'm like, hey guys, is my mom bothering you? And they're like, no, we love your mom.
What a great icebreaker, though.
That is fire.
It really is a good plan. What a scam.
Carrie does know what she's doing, but it is.
But you're in on the scam, too.
Hey, is my mom bothering you guys? I could always like bring her back over.
Which introduces you to the guy. It's great. Mm-hmm.
What a ruse. It is, but I feel kind of awkward because if they don't want the attention from this random woman, I don't want to be, then it makes me look desperate, like, is my mom's introducing, you want to be my friend? So I feel some type of way about it too, but then it gets to the point where she's legitimately putting them all in an iMessage group chat. Like, I have 15 guys in my phone right now, and they have renamed the group chat to Carrie's Kings. So
that is impressive.
What ended up happening through, I mean,
how many people are in this group chat?
15. So we're all hanging out and we became friends. We actually ended up bar. It actually really was a great night. I give my mom a hard time for being a little extra because it's a little embarrassing. Like, I'm 26 years old and here you are going up to these random men at bars and kind of forcing us into your group. Like, it's a little weird, but sometimes it works out, like on this night. And we ended up bar hopping, and what ended up happening is none of these guys ended up wanting me. They all just became bros with each other. They started sending us photos in the group chat from the other bars that they spawned off to, and they're taking group pics. They're like, we're Carrie's Kings. And they're talking to each other in the group message, and I'm just sitting here like, hey, remember me? But at the very least, now I have some people to watch the Florida game with from now on, because Carrie's done a good job at introducing me to these guys.
So these are 15 guys that didn't necessarily know each other. They were just all there watching the game together, and now they are all bonded by this.
Now they're all
your mom.
They're all like in this weird fraternity of guys that got intruded on by my mom at the Florida game this weekend.
Wow.
They were separate guy groups. Like they were groups of like two and three, and then they all came together to bond over my mother.
If they show up at the ball with t-shirts on next week, your mom is the GOAT.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Your mom needs merch. You
yes.
need to make that into a logo and just send it to them t-shirts, because how funny would it be to be walking around town or wherever in the world and just see a Carrie's Kings t-shirt walking around? You have to do this.
She was thinking about how she could capitalize on this, because then she started trying to set up the other guys with other girls in the bar, like if they were younger than me or just not cute. She was like, I should set you up with this girl. So she's like, should I start a matchmaking business in our city?
You can call it Carrie's Court. It is Carrie's Queens and Carrie's Kings.
And I'm just the court jester here for the entertainment.
The Burt Show.